Sinbad and the Amazing Islands. I am Sinbad, the merchant of Baghdad. You may remember me. My voyages have carried me into all kinds of danger. But have I ever told you of the time we moored alongside? No, I don't believe I have. Well, let me begin at the beginning. After my adventures in the Valley of Diamonds, I was so rich that I thought I would never again set foot outside Baghdad. But soon I began to miss the sea. So I decided to travel down to Basra and take a foreign ship in search of adventure. The ship was small, and the sun was hot, and before long the crew grew tired and irritable. So when the lookout sighted a small island on the horizon, we all let out a cheer and leaned over the side, peering across the water. "I can't find it on any of my maps," said the captain anxiously. "Never mind," I said. "At least we can go ashore and stretch our legs." So the captain steered his ship towards the island, which seemed almost to be moving as it shimmered against the sky. Its deep shores were grey, but the low hills inland looked green and inviting, with flocks of birds circling overhead.
"Can we take a barrel of beer ashore, Captain?"
asked a sailor. The captain agreed, and we moored alongside the island. All of us, except the captain, scrambled onto the beach and set about building a fire from driftwood. We skewered some meat and set it over the fire to cook. But since I'm a true Muslim and never touch strong drink, I left the sailors drinking their beer and wandered along the beach. I was surprised to find it was not sand at all, but smooth and hard under my feet. There was a strong smell of fish everywhere. Suddenly, the birds, sitting among the green outcrops of seaweed and barnacles, flew up, screaming into the air. The whole island seemed to shudder, as if with an earthquake, and I was flung to my knees. The captain's voice barely reached us above the gulls' noisy cries. "A whale! A huge whale! Get aboard!" I looked out to sea, but saw no sign of a whale. The captain was casting off. His sailors shouted and swore and ran towards the ship. Was he really intending to leave us behind on this small grey island? Suddenly, from a great pothole beside my feet, a gush of water shot into the air. A massive fountain that roared out of the ground and soaked me to the skin. The captain was shouting again, but I could barely hear above the rushing water. "Must cast off! Whale! Fire woke! Whale!" In one terrible, blood-chilling moment, I realized the truth. It was not an island we were on at all, but the back of a gigantic whale. In the middle of the wide, silent ocean, it had slept, its hump gathering the barnacle seaweeds and windsown grasses of seven seas. Now the sailor's fire had scorched its back, and it woke in a rage. And I, Sinbad, was standing on its massive head as it spouted breath through its great blowhole. Fear froze my body and gripped my heart as the whale lifted its mighty tail and thrashed the waves into white foam. It was going to dive! Some sailors were able to swim to the ship. Some were dragged down by the whirling current to the bottom of the sea. And me, I was struggling in the water, praying for my life, when the empty beer barrel bobbed up beside me and I dragged myself thankfully across it. Exhausted, I floated and bobbed on the surface of the unfriendly ocean, calling for help. But the ship had long since sailed away, and I was adrift, alone, hundreds of miles from home. All night long, the fishers nibbled my trailing feet. Then, as dawn rose, a small island appeared on the horizon, like a green cloud. I stared in delight, then paddled wearily towards it with my hands and feet. When I got near, my heart suddenly thumped with amazement and terror. "I have found either my fortune or my death," I cried, "for this is the land of sea serpents, where every grain of sand is pure gold dust and guarded by monstrous sailor-eating snakes." My barrel touched the beach and I tumbled off it. Sweet fresh water ran in rivulets down the beach from a spring among the trees and bushes, and in it floated fresh fruit, plump peaches and luscious berries. Offering up thankful prayers, I quenched my parching thirst and satisfied my ravenous hunger. Only then did I realize just what great riches lay around me. Instead of sand, dunes of gold dust were heaped from end to end of the beach. I'll build a raft, I thought, and take as much as I can back to Baghdad. It did not take me long to collect enough driftwood for a small raft, held together with strong strips of cloth torn from my trusty turban. I filled the barrel with fruit for the long journey ahead, put it on the raft, and then began stuffing handfuls of gold dust into my baggy trousers until my legs could hardly move. It was then that I heard a great hissing. I looked up and saw the trees at the top of the beach begin to sway. A great striped and gleaming head rose high above the tallest trees, and a pair of glittering eyes watched me, unblinking. 6, 7, 8 great serpents then slithered down the beach, their forked tongues darting. At the water's edge, I flung myself in panic onto my raft and paddled furiously out to sea. But the sea serpents followed me through the surf. Their rainbow scaly bodies circled me round and round and round. Then their jaws snapped and broke the raft like so many twigs. Poison spurted from their hideous fangs. In desperation, I emptied the barrel of fruit and squeezed inside it. There I crouched like the yolk in a wooden egg. The serpents snapped and spat and hissed. The barrel began to spin as they swam round and round it. One of the serpents even closed his jaws around the barrel, but it was too large to swallow. The monster spat it out and swam off, hissing angrily. One by one, each serpent tried to eat me, but none could swallow the barrel. So at last, they left and snaked back through the shallows to the shores of the land of sea serpents. The tide took me back out to sea, where I drifted for 3 nights and 3 days. I was dozing when suddenly the barrel banged into the side of a wooden ship, and I heard a voice overhead.
Ahoy!
It was my very own ship. The captain was still searching for survivors of the whale. He was amazed to see me poke my head out of the beer barrel, and even more amazed to see me covered with gold. And I'm still amazed to find myself back here in Baghdad, safe and sound, and even richer than before.